The federal government plans to deploy 200 Army soldiers to help contain or help containment efforts on wildfires raging in Northern California. From member station KQED, Marco Seiler Gonzalez reports the troops will provide some much-needed relief to fire crews.
The August Complex fire has already consumed over 200,000 acres in and around the Mendocino National Forest and is one of 18 major fires burning across the state. That has left fire crews stretched thin. Nicole Hawk-Wieman, Deputy Public Affairs Officer for U.S. Army North, says after receiving some training, soldiers will help to hold existing fire lines.
To make sure that there's no issues with areas reburning or fires reigniting.
The August Complex fire is around 20% contained. For NPR News, I'm Marco Seiler Gonzalez in Oakland.
Delta and American Airlines are following United in dropping a controversial $200 fee as carriers desperately try to lure people back to flying again. Consumers who change a ticket for travel within the U.S. will no longer be hit with the extra fee. Travel has dropped significantly during the pandemic, and airlines are cutting flights and jobs in a bid to survive. Stocks finished mixed on Wall Street as tech shares continue to soar, including Apple. The tech-heavy NASDAQ rose 79 points, up 0.5%. The S&P lost 7 points. You're listening to NPR News.
This is All Things Considered on CPR News. Good evening, I'm Joanne Allen. Coming up, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden hit back at Donald Trump's law and order campaign messaging, saying the president, quote, can't stop the violence because for years he has fomented it, unquote. Then Jamil Smith of Rolling Stone talks about the state of opportunities for black creators in Hollywood following the death of actor Chadwick Boseman. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, the real estate market in Colorado is booming. We'll hear about what's driving people to buy homes during a pandemic. That story coming your way in 10 minutes. It's 75 in Denver, 71 in Colorado Springs, 64 with light rain in Vail. This is CPR News.